Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. Today is Wednesday, January 2nd. It's a special day for me because, first of all, my dad passed exactly a year ago, right?
Yeah.
And so you joined us like after that. So you came in like probably the second week of,
January.
January or something, right? My beard was already kind of big. By the 30th day, my beard was like all over the place.
Right? Yeah, it's fine though. Beards are cool.
Yeah. So I miss my dad a lot, you know, and Also, today was the day I was supposed to prepare to move.
Oh, yeah.
And that didn't happen.
Yeah.
So I'm here. The show goes on, and we don't know what the fuck's going to happen, folks.
Yep.
I'm so in the dark about this.
Yeah.
That I'm suddenly losing my even desire to move already, you know?
I know,
I'm like,
sucks.
Yeah, too many fucking problems, you know?
And it's far, so sometimes, and it's like...
Sometimes I think life, reality... gives you a sign, you know?
Yeah.
And if you don't see it, it keeps giving you signs until you fucking shut up.
Yeah.
And calm down.
Exactly.
And I think that's what's going
to
happen.
Why don't you just vacation more, Sam?
Yeah, I need
to. Like, why don't you just take, like, 3 weeks off or 2 weeks off?
But that's not the way. I need to change my lifestyle a little bit.
Yeah, but you can do that still here.
Nah, I can't do it here. I'm so, like, comfortable where I am right now.
Yeah, but there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
There's nothing wrong with being comfortable.
Nah, I guess. I don't know.
Just vacation more. Like, take more time off.
Yeah,
I think sometimes you just need to, like, recharge your batteries. And when you don't, you get, like, overwhelmed with life.
Right.
So if you take vacations, like, maybe, like, 2 weeks every month.
Go two somewhere new. 2 weeks every month?
Yeah.
Who's going to work? The whole problem is the work.
Go away one week a month. 5 days a month. That's barely
that's
a whole
too
week.
Too much. You know how expensive that is, too? Come on.
That's true. Traveling is so expensive.
Yeah. You know, I mean, like in Oregon, I could travel anywhere just by car.
Yeah.
You know, even the hotels still cost money, but nevertheless, so you can take short trips to places you haven't been.
Right.
Here, it's not the case.
Yeah.
So I even got too lazy to drive up north. So every day I postponed it. And in the end, I ended up not going to
see my friends.
For
Christmas, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Christmas and then New Year's also.
Oh.
I was going to go to New Year's. So every day I said, tomorrow I'm going to go.
Right.
Then I'd get up in the morning and say, fuck it. I don't want to drive.
Yeah. I mean, that's a long drive.
It is a long drive. I mean, I don't mind driving. But yeah, you know, when you're alone driving, it's boring.
Yeah, for sure.
Although you can get on the phone and music and shit like that. Mm-hmm. But I don't mind it, but I was thinking of a drive back. That's what, you know, another 7 hours.
Yeah, no. People that went to Vegas, I'm like, I hope you flew.
Yeah, right?
Mm.
Was the traffic bad going there? Probably, right?
Probably, I imagine. I feel like everyone on my timeline was in Vegas or Miami or like on some type of island. I was like, damn you people!
I know, and we're fucking here, stuck here. I know, Hawaii.
Yeah.
Everybody goes places.
Yeah, a lot of people went to Hawaii on my timeline too.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like,
so,
damn it.
Yeah, that's why you see the social media idea sucks, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it makes you want to do things that, I don't know, it makes people like really just, it makes people, I was reading about this that people get unhappy because of social media.
Yeah.
They get depressed, they get everything, you know, for many reasons, you know, you have bullying there and everything.
Right.
But I think the main thing is that you see other people having a blast and you feel, oh, well, how boring my life is, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you're not seeing the bad moments.
Yeah, no. There's definitely some people that I've met along the way where it's like, if you were looking at their Instagram page, you would be like, wow, they're just living their best lives, but they're miserable.
Yeah.
Like, there's just not happy human beings.
I know. So it's a face you put up there.
It's all like
a facade.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Persona that you create on there. You created a persona, you know?
Yeah.
Because who you are online is not who you are in real life.
I mean, to a degree, but I just, like, for me, like, I have no problem talking about it. Like, I went on a date last night. I don't even know if I would consider it a date. I don't think it was.
But
I don't know.
You don't have a problem like letting people know about it.
No, like I'm just like, yeah, and I'm like, I talk about sex, doesn't mean I'm fucking you.
Right.
Like straight up on the date yesterday, I was like, yeah, my Instagram, I talk about sex all the time. Like, it's not an issue for me. Woman should be comfortable enough to talk about that, but that doesn't mean like at the end of this date, I'm sucking your dick.
Right.
Like, it's not happening.
Good.
Thanks for the pasta, but no.
But you're one that reveals a lot about your life, right?
Yeah.
So do you complain about your lack of privacy or
no.
do you accept? So you accept it as
yeah,
part of it,
yeah,
right?
I don't care. But yeah. I've never cared.
Right.
I've never been the type to care. Most
yeah,
people
that's
care.
Fine, you see? If you don't care, that's fine. But I wrote a little post because I got tired of this shit. You know, people telling you everything about them. And so I wrote a post, you know, a question to the ones who cry about the loss of privacy and yet they expose the whole lives on,
yeah.
online, you
See,
know?
See, that's frustrating.
And I said, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Because, yeah, you can't put shit up there, you know? I mean, you just don't. Look, you're single, you're a girl, you don't
right.
have anything. But people with families,
right.
you know, showing everything that they do. I mean, what the fuck is that?
What do you mean? What do you mean? Like,
with their kids, they show, you know, the kids with everything. They tell you, I'm going to the bathroom, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. Taking a shit, going to do this, going to do that.
People
right?
used to do that on Twitter. Like,
right.
People used to be, hey, I'm on the toilet taking a dump. I'm like, no one needs to know that.
Right, exactly. So they tell you all these things that you don't care about. Out. Or another thing that I have is people don't understand how they reveal so much about themselves.
Right.
You know, you can build a fucking profile on a person just by the way. So it's like some people I know, I always expect negative posts
right.
from them.
Right.
They're fucking depressed. They're complainers.
Mm-hmm.
They're this, they're that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I just enjoy watching it because I'm going, how the fuck can you live like that?
Right. Right.
You know?
And
complaining all the time. 2018 sucked. This sucks. That sucks. Mm-hmm. My life sucks.
Right.
It's like, fuck, you
I'm
know?
I'm trying to go into 2019 with more positivity, but I uploaded a YouTube video yesterday, last night. So I hooked up with this guy who's like a YouTuber.
Uh-huh.
His name is Cameron Dallas. He's got like 21 million followers. He's like super famous, whatever. And he's a lot younger than me. I think he might be like 22, 23 when I hooked up with him. This was 2 years ago.
Right.
And I went to his crib and he's like, he puts like porn on the TV and he's like, yo, can you suck my dick to get me in the mood? So I did and he came.
Really?
And I was like, so I get nothing out of this, right?
Right.
So then I'm like, can you call me an Uber? I'm over this. He's like, call yourself an Uber. I'm
Why?
Like, this dude's just an entitled little kid, basically.
Right, right.
So then I was explaining the YouTube video. Like, I was like, I'm never talking to this dude again. Like, it's like just one of those one night things where you like giggle and you're like, what a fucking joke. But I went to church like 6 months later. And he introduced himself to me like we never met.
Oh.
And I was like, I've met you before. He's like, where? I'm like, in your bedroom.
Yeah, I sucked your fucking dick.
In the house of the Lord. You
Whoa.
Can't even remember who sucked your dick.
Right.
So like this girl from the real world, she like stalks me. It's so weird, Sam. Like anything I post, anything I do, she's like on it. Like she'll comment.
Wow.
So like this Bad Girls Club fan page
uh-huh.
posted a screenshot of my video and was like, needless to say, Danny holds nothing back. And she commented it. And I'm trying to go into 2019 positive, but I just had to like roast her real quick.
Yeah.
I was like, you're literally on a Bad Girls Club fan page being a fan of me.
Right.
Like you stalk me.
Yeah.
Let it go.
Fucking, like,
I've never even met you, you ugly trash.
Right.
Oh God.
Wow.
But it's like,
There's
I was
so
like,
so much shit going on with the young people, I'm telling you, on social media.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
I was like, let this be
I
my
don't
first
have any of this shit.
And last roast of 2019, but bitch, you were getting roasted. Back up.
Yeah. You know, we're talking about people on social media. I had to pull this out. This guy calls himself Ninja. And he's a Fortnite streamer. You know what Fortnite is?
Yeah.
It's
I
like
don't
the
really
most...
know, but I know it's like a video game that everyone's
Yeah, it's
playing.
A video game and you can play it on any device.
Right.
So everybody's playing it, right? And it's free, so everybody's playing it.
How do they make money then?
Okay, so this guy has, check this out, okay? He's got like 20 million followers or something,
That's
right?
crazy, yeah. That's a lot.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And so he plays games and he had 94,000 kills. Okay, he's 27 years old. He says 2018 was the best year of his life. He's got 20 plus million subscribers. So every time they watch a pop-up ad on his channel, he earns a percentage of the sales. You know how much he earned? $10 million fucking dollars this past year.
Oh, man.
$10 million fucking dollars.
I hope he's investing that because I don't know how long Fortnite's going to be popping.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Right, but he says that he drove its company... Oh, wait a minute. They're saying that his skills and personality have helped make Fortnite, you know, like a game. Reported profit of $3 billion this year just from the game alone.
Who did? He did?
No, the company.
Oh, I was like,
yeah,
whoa.
So he's promoting them and stuff, yeah, too. Right, you know, right. He's making it popular
right.
by playing it. But my God, man, how can you fucking, you know?
And you know what? It's the guy that invented Fortnite probably had got like no pussy his entire life. Now he's like probably paying for it, like,
right.
Because he's a billionaire.
Right. Can you imagine when you do like Facebook Lives or YouTube, whatever, you know, you get 5-6 people watching. He's got 628,000 concurrent viewers.
On YouTube?
That's a record. So, like, this is something you had because right. it was the live people
right.
that watched.
Right, right, right.
As opposed to, you know, when it sits there and people watch
right.
after the fact. Fuck, man. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine that?
Right.
Wow. And Twitch, there's a webcam called Twitch, more than 12.
Yeah, I don't know what that is, but I keep seeing people
like
promote
people,
it.
Yeah, people playing video games and they show it on videos. And
no,
show.
Yeah, if that's not an app I'd be on.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, video games at all.
Yeah. Wow. I guess some people subscribe to see Ninja actually blast his way through the game. Up to $2,500 a month. People pay to watch him.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Isn't that fucking unbelievable? 27 years old, man. But...
because they probably want to be him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I want to be on this level where I'm making his money. I'm this good at games. So they have to watch him to learn.
Right, exactly.
Which is like a smart business for him.
Yeah, obviously, you know. And I don't think it was something that he could have necessarily counted on or planned.
Right.
But it happened.
Right.
You know, fuck. Yeah. How was your holiday?
Oh, I mean, I worked.
You worked only one night, right?
One night, yeah.
What was that like?
It was a fucking shit show.
Really?
It was so packed. Like, even to, like, bring a bottle to, like, the table you were at took, like, 10, 15 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a lot.
So it was, like, really packed and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where was it? Like, a club or something?
No, that restaurant, Yamashiro. It's, like, on the top of the hills in Hollywood.
Okay.
It's, like, a Japanese restaurant.
Well, sounds like it.
Yeah. Yeah. Duh.
So it was a restaurant with a lot of people, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was New Year's Eve?
Yep.
And so you were what? Like, a bottle hostess? Or
yeah, bottle waitress, yeah.
Bottle waitress. So... nothing exciting about that evening for you? I mean,
no, I met like this really, really amazing looking man, uh-huh. and he's only 23. So I'm like, oh God, what the hell?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I don't usually like Spanish men.
Uh-huh.
And he's Colombian. He's like probably one of the best guys I've seen in LA since I've been here. But he's also 23.
Yeah,
like I might fuck him.
Yeah.
But I'm definitely not going to date him. Like, if he's like, let me take you to dinner, I'm going to say no.
Right. Well, did you connect with him? I mean,
yeah, we've been
so
texting.
He's got like, oh, okay. So
yeah, we've been texting
number,
and stuff.
Right.
That's how I found out he was 23.
Right.
Because I didn't find out that night. I wouldn't have given him my number.
Yeah.
I would have been like, that's unfortunate.
So it matters to you, the age, right?
Yeah, now. Like, yeah. I'm not settling down with a 23-year-old.
Yeah.
You have 7 years less experience than I do. And I don't even think men in their 30s are done experiencing half the shit there is to experience, right. So I'm not going to go for someone younger.
So you're looking for a long-term thing right now?
Right
you're
now, no.
You're looking for a boyfriend?
No, right now, no.
Oh, mm-mm. So what do you care how old he is?
I don't, but I just won't go out with him. Like, oh, if he's like, let's go to the movies, I'm going to say no.
Right, gotcha.
You want to come over? Sure.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't go to the movies with him?
No.
Why? Because it looks like he's younger?
No, he actually looks... I thought he was like 28, 29.
So why would you go with him to the movies and be seen?
Well, because I just feel like that's like crossing a line of like, this is a date. I'm not dating you ever. You're 23.
Oh, God. Wow.
No, if you just come over with your dog, he's like the cutest dog ever. Then we can hang out. But like, I'm not going to like go to a restaurant with you and like have long ass conversations with you.
Right. So how was the money? Did you make good tips?
We have no idea.
Oh, it was all pooled, right?
It was pooled, and it gets put on a check.
Yeah.
So we have no idea how much we made.
Wow.
Yeah, that I don't like. In Boston, it's different. Yeah. Like, you get your money right then and there. You cash out at the end of the night.
Oh, yeah?
Leave with your money, yeah.
That's the way it should be. I hate when people hold on
to your money. Do we know if it's legit? Like, if you're telling us what we actually made in tips.
Exactly.
I don't know. Fucking it's bullshit. Definitely weird out here.
I know. Well, California is weird for many reasons, that's for sure.
Yeah.
We got some new laws and stuff. I don't even care. But some laws are really fucking stupid, man. I don't understand. But that's what you get, you know? My New Year's was, as usual, boring.
Yeah. I mean, mine was technically boring, too. I just got wasted, though.
Did you?
Yeah. I was...
Alone or with someone?
No, I was drinking with my table.
Oh, with the table.
Yeah.
Like what shot table? The one you were serving?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I had 7 shots of 1942.
Oh, my God. Did they let you work like this? I mean, how can...
Even the people that worked there... Right? Even the people that worked there were wasted.
Really?
I don't think there was a single human being that was sober.
Wow.
And it was just like kind of like chaotic. I'm like, yo, this is a shit show.
How can you run a business like that?
Oh, I got home at like, because to call an Uber when I actually got finished working, to get to work, it was $3.55. To get home, $37.50.
Oh my God.
So I was like, well, I guess I'm chilling for a second because I was going to go to an after party. I brought an outfit and everything.
Right.
And I just waited till about 3:15.
Uh huh.
And then the price went back down to like $5. So then I went home and it was like $4. And I was like, I'm going to eat pizza because I'm a shit face and then I'm going to go to bed.
Yeah, it's called a surge, I think, right? Because I used to drive
Yeah, surcharge,
Uber.
Yeah.
Yeah, surge.
That's a mega surcharge, though. That's like a $30 surcharge.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah.
So I didn't end up doing anything after and then I
No, not surcharge. It's a surge. A surge. Not surcharge, but a surge. In other words, it's a surge in demand, so the price goes up.
Yeah.
Right, They don't tell you it's a surcharge, although it probably is.
Yeah.
But they just change the rate.
Right.
The whole fucking rate.
Yeah, the whole thing.
I know. And the drivers always chase those red areas on their map, you know? By the time you get there, it's gone.
Yep. Yep.
God, I hated driving. Mm-hmm. I mean, I did like it. That's why I started. I wanted to just drive around and meet people.
But honestly,
but then I started to hate it because you don't make any money in this, you know, unless you work 12 hours a day.
Right. I met the woman that dropped me off for New Year's Eve. She like sets a weekly goal. She didn't tell me what hers was, but like she's like, I'll literally just drive until I meet that weekly goal and then I'm done.
Right.
She goes, and this is for extra cash. This isn't for like, she's like, I have a full-time job.
Right.
But that must be exhausting to like go to your full-time job and then drive people around.
Right.
It's a lot.
You gotta like to drive, which I do, but not in traffic. So I never would do it during the day, only at nighttime.
Right.
But you know, because during the day, you're wasting more time making the same amount of money.
Right.
You're sitting in traffic.
Right.
So fuck that shit, you know.
Yeah.
I can't stand the traffic. But it was nice over the holiday weekend. There weren't many cars.
Yeah, there was like parking on my street. I was like, this is good.
Yeah, this is heaven.
Yesterday, I went out to eat with this guy, and then we were supposed to go to the movies, but I was so hungover. I was like,
oh, fuck the movie.
Yeah, so actually, no, we went to Le Petit Four. Have you ever been there?
No.
It's like that French restaurant on Sunset.
Don't know it.
It's really good.
Oh, is that like Sunset Plaza?
Yeah.
Like,
The place with the yellow banner.
Yeah, the yellow awning.
Yeah.
Right.
The food is really good.
Yeah.
But we went there.
Oh, I've actually been to that restaurant. I'm just not sure about which ones because I've been to several in that area.
Right.
But yeah, the one with the yellow awning.
Yeah.
So it's a French restaurant,
Yes, okay. Yeah. So we went there at 1 and we were supposed to see a movie at 3:25, but we talked so much we didn't even leave the restaurant until 4:15. Then he took me to coffee and then brought me home. And he's cool, but I don't know if it'll go
anywhere.
You
meet a lot of guys, huh?
I do, but it's just like it's hard for me to like want them.
Right.
You know?
Because they're just acquaintances. You don't really care about them. Right?
Right. Like, it's just like it's hard for me. And anytime I meet someone, I look for excuses why I shouldn't like them.
Really?
Like, your hands are gross. I don't like your teeth. Like, I literally do that.
Well, you know, because I think you're screening people for husbands.
I don't even want to date right now, to be honest.
No.
I just want to I literally want to spend 2019 just doing me. Mm. And I feel like I spend so much time, like, my whole last 6 months of 2018 was stressing this other dude. I don't want that again. I don't want to get back in that situation again. I don't want to do it.
No.
I just want to have fun.
Exactly. Don't do it. And also, if you want a husband, then look in the right places. And if you're not, then don't expect a husband.
Exactly.
That's all I'm saying. Mm-hmm. You know, don't go to a club and expect to find a husband.
No.
It doesn't happen because that's not the setting for meeting long-term relationships.
I agree.
It's a setting as a meat market.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's, yeah, that's where you stay, you know. And I think if you focus on the things you want to do, work, things like that, that'll right. happen.
Right.
It'll happen for you. It can't not.
I agree.
Yeah. They say most people give up the New Year's resolutions by January 12th.
People are already like, already fucked up. 2020 yeah. is my year.
I know. I mean, what's the big deal about making resolutions when the new year starts? If you need to do something, fucking do it.
Yeah. You know? I didn't have any resolutions. Just get my shit together. That's pretty much it. I was like, do you. Do me. Hopefully so.
Yeah. Wow. So there's the said line here. I didn't really read the book, the story, but it says they call this woman a bridezilla because she was upset because a bridesmaid got pregnant before the wedding. Her bridesmaid.
What was she showing?
Yeah.
Oh.
So the bride got pissed.
Well, why didn't she just cut her then? Like find another bridesmaid.
I don't know. I mean, would that be cool? I don't know, man. I don't know if that'd be cool.
I mean, that's kind of mean.
Yeah.
But I get what she's saying. Like, in pictures, it's going to be like...
So what, though? Who cares? She's a bridesmaid. She's not the bride.
Yeah, but then it's like, it's going to be a picture and then just, like, a pregnancy bump. It's just like, I get what she's saying.
Then you would be bridezilla, too.
I probably would be, honestly. I'd be like, listen, you can definitely sit front row.
Yeah, let me bring up the story because I need to know what's going on.
Was this on the show, Bridezillas?
No. She was labeled Bridezilla because she's like a Godzilla. Being selfish, they say, about a reaction to a friend's happy news. Yeah, so... I guess that she got pissed because the bridesmaids kept it a secret.
Oh, so, that's why. Like, yeah. You can't not tell.
Yeah.
I guess there's two sides to every story. She was probably petrified. Because if she was a bridezilla from jump, she's probably like, I just don't want to deal with the drama. I'm not going to tell her I'm pregnant. Right. I'm just going to show up to her bridal shower with a huge bump and be like, what's up?
God, that's people that are totally concerned with themselves, you know? I mean, what the fuck? Who cares? This is like good news for a friend.
Good news for a friend, but like not good for pictures.
Yeah.
Because then the attention goes off the bride and it goes to her baby bump.
Okay.
You know what I mean? That's the only reason why I'm like, I kind of get why she was upset. But she should have just told her. That would have given her time to find somebody else, you know?
Yeah. But that's a good friend. I don't understand. If your friend got pregnant, a good friend of yours, what? You wouldn't let her be a bridesmaid?
No, I would. I'm just saying I get both sides to each story. Right. Like, I get why okay. she was upset.
Yeah, yeah.
I personally wouldn't care. I would just position her in photos so you wouldn't see her baby mom.
Right, exactly.
There's always a solution.
Let's do butt shots.
Yeah.
We'll move the camera.
or you could be the one taking the pictures.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, no, I don't care enough.
No, this one I really don't understand because did you hear about this Krispy Kreme truck?
You know, I haven't had a Krispy Kreme in so long.
Yeah, that's like a donuts grade. Place, right?
Yeah.
So the truck caught on fire and they're showing a cop crying over it.
Oh, because all the donuts got lost?
Yeah. What the fuck is that? They don't quite explain why he cried, you know, but...
like crying?
Yeah, well, they're showing like something. It went viral. Somebody took pictures of him. I wonder if it's all bullshit or whatever.
It might be photoshopped.
Yeah. No, not photoshopped, but maybe they posed for it or something, you know?
Oh, right.
Yeah, just
they,
to...
Krispy Kreme did it as a marketing ad to go viral.
But, you know, would a cop do that? I don't know, man. But who took picture of him crying?
I mean, let's just make sure the driver's okay.
The driver was okay. So I don't get the story at all. Why is it even a story?
Wait, so Krispy Kreme donuts, every morning a new truck comes with new donuts? Or how long do those donuts...
No, they make them. Haven't you ever been inside? They make them.
Oh, like right in front
there.
Of you?
Right.
Oh.
Like in a machine and stuff, you know?
So then what, the truck like is, what is the belt. Truck for?
The truck probably takes like packaged ones. You know, it could take ingredients... supplies, all kinds of shit like that. But even, obviously you can buy them at stores and stuff
right.
too, so they package them. Right. But obviously it's not the same.
No.
When you go inside and it just comes out of the oil, there's nothing like it. It's like butter in your mouth. I can't even describe.
Yeah, Krispy Kreme, from what I remember, is a really good donut. Like their glazed donuts are like unlike any other.
But I'm saying it's mainly when you eat them right away.
Right.
Because later it's not the same. It becomes just like any donut.
Yeah. Right. Like Dunkin' Donuts.
Right.
Dunkin' Donuts is like, how often do you don't make them fresh? So like, how often are you re-putting out new donuts?
Right. Yeah.
I hate chocolate, but their Boston creams are so good.
Really? Mm-hmm. Do they have several here in town?
No, I think there's one in Hollywood and one downtown.
Okay.
And the one downtown is in like the worst location. It's like bum central.
Yeah.
And it smells so, it's like by the time you leave it, it's like you don't even want to.
Yeah.
You don't even want to leave with the donut.
Yeah.
Because you step outside and it's all, you're smelling shit and piss. And it's like, I'm not eating this donut now.
I know. I don't get downtown and people try to talk it up and say, oh yeah, look how they're improving this. People,
I know. I just don't. I mean, the buildings are incredible. Like they're new. Like when I first moved here and I lived in Level, the apartment building is nice. But it's like as soon as you step outside of your apartment building, it's trash.
Yeah, it's disgusting. And that's what I'm saying. We don't have a nice downtown, period. You know, I mean, a lot of homeless and shit, which is a problem in many cities.
Right.
But still, our downtown, there's nothing attractive about it, even though they're saying there is. They got nice restaurants. We went for a birthday party at one of the restaurants.
Right,
there.
Right.
It was nice and everything, but who wants to go downtown, you know?
Yeah.
It's bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, people must understand who don't live in L.A. It's far to drive downtown.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, even from
like
where you
40
are.
Minutes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
40 minutes?
From where I live?
Oh.
Yeah, mid-afternoon.
Oh, yeah, with the traffic, mm-hmm. obviously, yeah. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you're there in 10 minutes.
Yeah, no. No, even without traffic, it's still like a 27-minute drive.
Oh, yeah, I guess. Here on the freeway, you can get there in 12 minutes if you get on the freeway.
Yeah, that's crazy.
When it's open, when it's totally open. Otherwise, 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Oof. An hour.
Yeah, no, thank you.
I used to drive that every morning when we started the station and I wanted to be on a high rise. I don't know why.
Right.
But it just came to me like, yeah, we're a radio station. We should be up looking at the city. So we were there. I'd have to drive there every morning at 7.
Mm.
If I can fall asleep in the stop and go traffic.
Right.
And it was just horrendous, man. It was stupid. There's no place to park anywhere. It's expensive, you
right.
know. In our own building, the parking was like $20 or something.
Yeah, yeah. Downtown parking is a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot. And the meters are only like 2 hours. So like if you park in a meter, you have to go down every 2 hours.
Yeah, yeah.
To
you
readjust
can't do
it.
That. You can't obviously park like that when you go to work. But yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So what else? I watched, I am watching.
Note. I watched Tom Cruise, Mission Impossible Fallout. I really liked it.
Really?
Yeah.
It was good, right?
I liked it.
I mean, people are saying it's the culmination of the ones that came before. The reality is I don't remember the stories that came before.
No, it was 110%.
Yeah, like with all the nuclear
bombs. The villain,
bombs and
his ex-wife.
Yeah.
It was all like all interjected into one.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so I must have forgotten a lot about them. But
you could watch it without knowing.
Right,
that
of course.
Too.
Yeah, they stand on their own.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like really sequels, but they're saying it's kind of like cover the same thing. I tend to remember that, but I bought the whole 6 movies, so
right.
I'm going to watch all of them.
Well, we'll see how long that takes you.
One. Yeah, I know. Well, right now I'm watching Ocean's 8. Have you seen that
yep.
one? And that's pretty good,
yeah,
right?
I liked it.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. now I'm in the part where they're actually pulling the heist.
Right, right. Yeah, I think so they're definitely going to have another one.
Yeah, huh?
For sure.
Yeah.
So.
Rihanna is good in it, huh?
She's so pretty. It's like sickening almost.
Yeah.
Like, how are you that pretty?
She plays this like black chick that doesn't give a
shit.
Shit,
yeah. But that's like her in real life.
Really?
So like she probably just is like, whatever, like, give me the script.
Yeah, I'll play myself.
Yeah. Literally. They wrote that character for her.
Yeah.
Like, literally, whoever wrote that movie was like, Rihanna is playing this part. For sure.
Yeah. But the first Ocean's 11 still stays with me. I think it's one of the best heist movies ever. Because they pulled such a fucking, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that whole trilogy was really good for me. Like, I feel like I grew up watching those movies. Because it was like, they came out like every 2 years.
Right.
And I thought every single one of them was good.
Yeah? You mm-hmm. liked all of them?
I just don't like in this Ocean's 8 how they're not telling us how he died.
Yeah.
Makes me think he ain't
but
dead.
But who cares?
But I don't think he's dead.
But it doesn't matter. They just had to find a story of why he's not there anymore, you know?
And yeah, I wonder why he didn't want to do it, because they wanted to focus on all females. And if they brought George Clooney in, there was no fucking way that was
or
happening.
Or maybe they've had enough of this franchise, you know what I mean?
No, never.
Like Brad Pitt and
no, it's too classic. Matt Damon.
Right. But maybe they've had enough of it. I don't know.
Mm.
What else could they tell about those stories? I mean,
they could always find new places to rob. Let's be serious now.
That's true, right? But you know which one was good? Is and we talked about it because I saw it when, like this past year, Catch Me If You Can. Remember? No.
Oh, with Tom Hanks and Leonardo DiCaprio?
No, not that one. The other one. The one with the magicians. What was it called? Not Catch Me If You Can, but... you know, with Jesse Eisenberg. And,
I never saw it.
And Woody Harrelson.
I can't think of
it. Now You See Me. Now You See Me.
Oh. Did you see both of them?
Yeah, both of them.
Yeah, I like those both.
I know. I thought the second was even better.
I have a huge crush on Mark Ruffalo.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know why. I think he's so cute. Like, he's so cute.
Yeah. Well, as an actor, I like Jesse Eisenberg.
I do, too.
I think he's amazing.
Me, too. I think he's underrated.
He always plays those, like roles of this geek and stuff.
Did you see the movie with him and Kristen Stewart? Where he was just like a regular, he was like a pothead, but really he was a CIA agent and they reactivated
him. Right, and I never saw that.
Really?
Yeah.
It was really good.
Yeah.
I saw it in theaters.
I remember when it came out, but I never saw it. I should, huh?
But it's nowhere.
Yeah.
Like, it's not on Netflix.
Really?
You can't find it on demand.
Wow.
It's weird. It's like, what happens
sure
when
on
movies
Amazon
do that?
Prime, you'd find it for a fee.
Yeah, maybe.
But, yeah, because on Prime you can find anything you want. That's one thing about... The other services like Netflix and stuff is like, you can only see the stuff that they have.
Right.
You know, a lot of stuff they don't have.
Right.
Even if you wanted to pay for it.
Right.
That's what I mean. But, a lot of people talking about Bird Box. Did you get to see it yet? No?
I was going to watch it last night, but I just wasn't in the mood. I was like, I'm not in the mood to like really concentrate on this because I was still like so, I was hungover. Plus, I was out all day. And then by the time I got home, I was like, I can't do this.
Yeah.
Like, I can't watch this movie. But I do want to watch the... Black Mirror movie.
Yeah, that one, I know. People are talking about that, too.
So I got to watch both of those. I'll probably do that today, to be honest.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. Tell me if it's worth it.
Yeah.
I mean, that movie where you can decide which way to go probably takes a long time to watch, right?
Like, and who's got time for that right now?
I know.
We don't have time for that.
Yeah. Well, you do. You watch TV.
I have all the time in the world, for sure.
Yeah. I don't know about any new movies coming out. They were talking there's going to be, but that's only in October, is The Joker.
Oh, yeah. And
The Joker.
Jason Gyllenhaal is playing that, right?
No, not
Jason Gyllenhaal. The one that had cleft lip. Who was in Walk the Line.
Oh, yeah. Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
He's the Joker.
Yeah, he
looks scary as hell doing it, too. I'm like,
really?
Whoa, bud.
Why? Did you see anything?
There's like a couple pictures leaked of him on set.
Ah.
And I was like, he looks a mess, so it's working out.
The Joker. Yeah,
that's going to make so much money.
Yeah,
but
of course.
It sucks because the only person that I wish I could see playing that part is Heath Ledger, because that's what he played in Dark Knight.
Right. Although he wasn't the first Joker, you know?
No, yeah.
Jack Nicholson was good, too, in the first one.
No, I thought Jack Nicholson was Penguin.
No, Jack Nicholson.
Oh no, that other guy was Penguin.
Danny DeVito.
Yes,
yeah,
he's so unattractive. The
right?
Penguin fits really well with him.
Yeah, the first one I remember.
Those movies compared to like the Batmans and shit coming out now, it's like not even in the same playing field. It's like what is this movie? It looks like you made it in your backyard.
Right.
It's crazy.
It's the advantage the advance of special effects and shit, you know? But that's another thing though, is that you realize in many movies some of the scenes are entirely computer generated.
Right.
You know, there's nothing like real about those frames.
No.
And you go, what the fuck? I came here
but
to
they
watch
look
real
fucking
action.
Real.
They do.
They do look real, so it's like, I don't
they
care.
Do.
I don't like Jurassic Park. Every single scene in that movie looked real.
Right.
And it was completely computer generated.
Yeah, most of it. Yeah.
That's got to be hard acting while something's not there.
Right. What kind of fucking acting is this? We have green screens all behind you.
Yeah, but that means you're so fucking talented because I believe you.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, you mean the acting part. Yeah, yeah. Plus, they put people next to you and all kinds of things.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, but it's, I mean, to me, the hard part is actually directing the movie, putting it all together, you know?
And the editing.
And, yeah, and the photography, it's like, which angle is it going to mm-hmm. be? The lighting, mm-hmm. all that, to match characters with backgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow, that's a lot of work, man. I mean, and you know, all the, you know, when they have like cables, like wires holding you as a stuntman, like
right.
like on Mission Impossible and uh-huh. stuff. Did you remember that part where he's like hanging on the helicopter and then he falls all the way to the whatever they were carrying underneath?
Yeah.
And so he did that by himself. It just, there were like, there were wires connected to him, but that was it. He
yeah,
did
no
that
thanks.
Fucking thing himself.
Yeah, no thank you.
So then they have to go frame by frame and erase those wires, you
yeah.
know? That takes a long fucking time.
I think all of it. I feel like editors and the cinematographers don't get enough credit for how hard of a job they do. Because
right.
honestly, at the end of the day, if it's not for them, you have no fucking movie.
Especially the editor, yeah? Because they put the movie together.
Yeah.
You know, they get all the loose parts and they mm-hmm. they decide how
I
to...
I love the theme song for Mission Impossible.
Of course, the director is there, but the editor is obviously contributing a lot to how the movie's going to look.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I love the theme song for Mission Impossible.
Isn't it awesome, yeah. though? I know. So I looked it up on...
It should be my alarm. My alarm sound.
Yeah. So I went to Spotify, found 5 different versions of it, and I downloaded all of them.
Yeah,
so
love
I listened to one after another.
I love it.
Know?
I think that was... No, no.
We have to bring it up here. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I got confused. It was Michael Myers on Halloween when he's walking to kill somebody. You know that theme song?
No, I don't know that
okay,
one.
Okay,
I never saw those movies.
You got to pull that up after you play this one.
So I'll do that one first. What's it called?
It's just called Halloween theme song.
Halloween.
Michael Myers. Just put Michael Myers.
Okay. Halloween is suddenly hard for me to fucking... type, god damn it.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why. Halloween, Michael Myers?
Yep.
Myers song, right?
Yes.
Okay.
You put theme song, right? About.
Yeah, Halloween theme. Well, there we go. This?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wait till it gets to the climax, though. This was my parents' ringtone when I was in high school.
Really?
Yeah.
It sounds scary.
Yeah, because I was like, fuck, I'm in trouble.
It kind of reminds me of the Exorcist theme.
Oh, I've never... I mean, I probably would recognize it, but you know, I never saw the original Exorcist.
Really?
Never.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
You gotta watch it. I think it still holds up quite a bit, you know?
I've never seen it.
No, but the music. That's scary it, shit.
Yeah, man. I mean, I would... If I walked into a building and they were playing this, I'd walk right out now that I know the song.
Oh, wow, that's funny, though. But, yeah, you know, I mean, there's some of the best music... some of the best songs out there, you know, are, like, from movies.
Yeah. Like, theme songs.
Yeah. How can you beat this theme? And you gotta remember something. Mission Impossible used to be a TV series when I was a kid.
Oh, really?
That's where it started.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. That's obviously not the original. Or like... That's from the movie. And it fits so well into that show, I'm telling you. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, it's definitely a great theme song for sure. And whoever wrote it is still getting a check. Boop, 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 boop.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I wonder who wrote it. All right, well, that's Mission Impossible. And you know who wrote it? Composers.
Well, yeah, that's...
Adam Clayton, Lalo Schifrin. I don't know. So it's two different guys?
Yeah, composers maybe make a lot of money. I went to a job interview once with a guy out here who's composed music for like a million different movies, and he's super rich and super loaded, but he was like the biggest weirdo.
Really?
Yeah, like I walked into his office and I was like, I can't work with him. he'll so the, oh my god, this makes me gag every time I think about it.
Yeah.
The current personal assistant, who was like looking for a new personal assistant, says that he'll have you order pies that need to be refrigerated, but he'll make you leave the pies out, and when it gets moldy, then he'll eat it.
Wow.
And I was like, I'm not working for this dude.
Yeah.
Gross.
What the fuck, man?
I don't know what's wrong with people, Sam. Like, sometimes I just, like, even at the club on New Year's Eve, there was, like, this table next to mine that was all, like, probably men around your age, like, 56, 57.
Right.
Bringing in the New Year's with their, like, wives, cousins, whatever. Right. And at the end of the night, I'm, like, walking to go close the tab on my table. And one of the men that's, like, your age is... You know, like those little shoots that you put, bring the champagne. I mean, not the champagne, the cranberry juice or the Coke, like the chasers in when you get a bottle. He's like puking into it.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, you're like in your mid 50s.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Puking into a glass shoot, bringing in the new year. That's when you know, like, get your shit together.
Yeah.
Like, how are you a grown ass man getting that fucked up in the club?
Well, people are fucked up.
A lot of people were doing drugs,
especially alcoholics,
though.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people were mixing drugs. Like, people were doing CB2. I didn't even know what that is. I guess it's a mix between LSD and ecstasy.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, that sounds horrible.
Yeah, why the fuck would you do that?
Yeah, no. No, thank you.
Wow. By the way, the Mission Impossible composer is Argentinian, and his name is Lalo Schifrin.
See what his net worth is, just so we can see how much he made off that.
Yeah, I wonder how much. It was released in 1967.
Oh, is he even still alive then?
When I was a kid. Possibly. Yeah, they look old. I think, well, I don't know when this is from, but there's an interview with him here, December 2016. So he was still, it doesn't say that he died here on Wikipedia, so he's probably still alive.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, one of the best themes ever.
Yeah.
What about the James Bond theme? That's another cool one.
Yeah, that's a
right?
classic too.
Yeah, I mean, I love listening to this shit. Are you kidding me? I listen to theme songs all the time.
I cannot wait till Tom Hardy is a new James Bond. I can't even tell you.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, do you think he will be? Is it confirmed?
I think so. Let me just double check. I don't know if that was just a rumor, because at first it was supposed to be Idris Elba, but then they didn't want to go with the black guy.
Right.
Racist. Yeah. Yeah, this is a classic one, yeah.
Right? I mean, you can almost see the... James Bond 007. So you see, all this stuff, you can see that these are classics, and they all happened when I was a kid. You know, like Rocky. See Rocky here. A lot.
Oh, no,
Top
it's
Gun,
just a rumor.
Star Wars. Yeah, it's not confirmed.
So people are like literally fighting over it, because they're saying Ian DeSalva, Tom Hardy, then some guy, Tom Hiddleston. I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
They're all.
But they have to be British. One, you know, I mean, that's the character is British. So
well, then Tom Hardy could do it.
Yeah.
He's not American.
Probably, yeah. I'm not saying he couldn't.
Oh, he's so hot. He should do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they should be fucking smart. Every chick on the planet would see it. No one is seeing it with Daniel Craig.
No.
He's the worst James Bond ever, and he's not attractive.
Well, yeah, but no, he doesn't. It's not that, look, he could pass for a good James Bond, but the movies
nobody
has been
liked
shit.
It.
Yeah.
Nobody has liked
so
him as a James Bond.
I don't know if it's because of him or the movies themselves, but they've been shit.
Yeah,
you know?
No. I watched
some people
one
like
him,
but that's because he's the only one they know.
No. You know, I mean, I liked him in the movie Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Yeah.
You saw that?
Well, no, I didn't see that. But I know outside of James Bond,
I saw that
he's
in theater.
Had some good roles.
Yeah, that movie was great. But they have... So it's based on a trilogy. It's a book.
Right.
And they have another movie coming out, Girl in the Spider Web, which is the second movie.
Yeah, I saw the preview.
But they replaced the chick. That's not the same chick.
No, I know.
In the first fucking movie. So it's like... It's really frustrating.
Right.
Like, you just got us invested in her character, and now it's good. And the first one was, like, She's absolutely stunning in real life. They made her look fucked up in the movie.
Right.
It was like incredible that they made her look that awful when she's beautiful.
Right.
But now this new chick is just like, now we got to get used to you. We don't even know you.
That's,
I mean,
true.
Their voices are exactly the same.
And that's
though,
the
which
main
is,
character too, right? Mm-hmm. Or the detective. Is the detective?
The detective's not in this one.
Oh, okay.
So Daniel Craig's not in it. He was the detective in the first one.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, and they fell in love with each other.
Yeah.
And then the end of the movie ended with, like, she showed up at his crib and he got back with his ex. And it was, like, kind of heartbreaking. And, like, the whole world has been waiting for the sequel. So now he's not in it.
Yeah.
And you replace
and
the
chick. And a different chick. So nobody's going to see it, probably.
It's just like it's going to go downhill from there.
But they have a built-in audience with the books, I think.
Yeah,
you know?
Probably.
And that's what that
like,
is.
I'm going to see it just because I have to see it now.
Right.
Like, I just got... Now I got to see where this is going.
Right.
But it's not the same because you want to see where that love story is going because I guess it's a fucked up love story.
So was it a good movie?
It was
the first
so good.
One? Really?
So really long.
Oh, really?
Like, maybe like 2 hours and a half.
It's like in Sweden or something, right?
Yeah, it's not
in
America.
Swedish. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's not in America.
Yeah.
And she, like, goes around and like, fucks up people that are doing women wrong.
Oh, really? Is
yeah,
that what it's
about? Yeah, that's basically
what
the movie is. Like, there's some guy that rapes her in the movie.
Right.
Oh, my God. The rape scenes in movies lately have been really, like,
realistic.
Next level.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, next
they want
level
you to
shit.
Feel it.
Yeah. I'm like, holy fuck.
I know.
But she gets raped. So then she gets into this mode where she's like, I'm going to fuck everybody up.
Yeah.
So she gets the guy to the apartment. And the shit she did to this dude in this scene, I was like, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Graphic?
Graphic.
Oh, fuck. I don't
graphic.
Want that. That's not a movie I want. You tell me rape and graphic violence? Why the fuck?
She raped him, do? Too.
Really?
She tied his ass up and raped his
Begged
ass.
Him?
Yeah, but raped him with shit.
Wow.
Like different shit.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, she wasn't fucking him.
Right, right.
But she was getting him back because he sodomized her.
Yeah.
So she's like, payback's a bitch.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, but in the movie's really good.
Yeah?
Yeah, really good. I'm actually probably going to rewatch it before that next one comes out. But it's 2.5 hours long.
Oh, well. Some movies are good when they're long, but I don't know. 2 hours is the limit for me.
Yeah, 2 hours is long.
Right? Some movies are 3 hours. Most of the James Bond, Star Wars, what else? I remember being 3 hours. Titanic.
Have you ever seen Meet Joe Black?
Uh-uh.
Oh, my God.
What's that?
It's a classic with Brad Pitt.
Which one?
You've never seen it? Meet Joe Black?
Meet
the guy
Joe
who
Black?
Plays Hannibal Lecter. What's his name?
Yeah, it's called Mr. Black. No, it's Mr. Black.
No, it's called Meet Joe Black.
Meet Joe?
Meet Joe Black.
Oh, meet.
Yeah.
Meet Joe Black.
Like,
yes.
Hi, nice to meet you.
I thought you said Micho. I'm like, what's Micho?
No.
I thought it's like a Spanish thing. Yeah, meet Mr.
No, just meet Joe Black. That's it.
Meet Joe Black, and he was death, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah. I remember that.
I love that movie.
Yeah.
But that movie's 3 hours long.
Yeah. Oh, was it?
Gabby just rewatched it last night.
Yeah.
She's like, yo, I forgot
that. I like that movie.
That movie is so good.
Yeah.
When he died, though, at the end.
Yeah, that was sad, right?
But yeah, I was like, but why aren't you spending more time with your dad? Like, you know you're dancing with death right now who's about to take your pops away. And you're, like, dancing with him instead of going to give your dad as many hugs as possible. It's kind of frustrating.
Yeah, I guess. He hasn't been in a movie lately, right?
No. He looks good, though.
We need him to come back. What anything he's going to ever do to himself, he'll look good.
Yeah, but he doesn't wear deodorant, I guess.
Because
he
already
really
established
bad.
Himself as the hottest man alive.
No, him and Leonardo DiCaprio did a video together
right.
about voting
uh-huh.
A couple months ago, whenever voting was, and they both look so fucking good.
Really?
I'm like, it's not even, it's like literally sickening how much hotness is in this video right now. Like, I would sleep with both of you.
Oh, God.
And you guys wouldn't even need to call me back.
All right, then on that note, folks... That's not meant for all of you. That's just for Brad Pitt.
Yeah, just Brad Pitt and Leonardo DiCaprio.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
She has a special. She saves a special place for them.
No, especially Leonardo DiCaprio.
Really?
He got a little chubby, but I'll still deal with it.
You'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, everybody. Thank you all for joining us. Have a great new year. We wish you a lot of great stuff. May everybody get whatever they want this year, you know?
Yep.
And so we're back on the air. No moving for now. So you can count on us being here every morning. Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you all tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.